This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
DuPont Pioneers Unlock Your Yield Tour came to an end at the Farm Progress Show last week and raised thousands of dollars for both national and state FFA organizations. A chrome semi-trailer has been traveling the country to showcase the company's new chrome technology, and this morning we'll hear how things went on the tour from DuPont Pioneers Corn Marketing Manager, Ryan French.
We started the Unlock Your Yield Tour about a year ago, but the idea was hatched even far before that. We're introducing a new technology called chrome, and we thought a great way to get the word out for this was to build a custom Timpty Super Hopper stainless steel grain trailer all tricked out and go around the country to farm shows, customer events, national FFA convention, et cetera, to kind of talk about how this new technology unlocks yield for growers. But really kicked it off last year at Farm Progress Show with an announcement at the 2016 Farm Progress Show in Boone on how we were partnering with the National FFA organization, talking about how we partner with them to unlock the potential of the youth who are coming up through ag leadership. And we kind of finalized the capstone of that tour was at this year's Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois last week, where we held an auction to bid off that stainless steel tricked out trailer to raise money for the FFA.
I want to talk about the results of the auction, but before we do, was the trailer traveling around parts of the U.S. throughout the last year?
Right, yep. We went to well over 100 events, all the big farm shows across the Corn Belt, all the way out, to the Northwest. We were out in the Dakotas, down to the big farm machinery show down in the Southeast and Commodity Classic. A lot of eyeballs on the trailer, a lot of excitement internally with our folks and our sales team to have opportunity to have this big showcase piece. While we have all the great knowledge we can share with our customers about corn products, you know, we don't really have the big iron and that cool appeal that some, you know, like John Deere Case has. So it's cool to have, you know, some of that big iron out on the road to talk about our brand.
Well, it is really cool. And let's talk about the brand Chrome. Tell us, you know, what that's going to be offering farmers and when that's going to be available.
So Chrome is basically a new way that we've been able to bring the proven Herculex traits to protect against above ground and below ground rootworm pests into our genetics. We learned a lot over the years working with the Herculex trait. We found a better way to bring it in to our products with higher yields, again, going back to unlocking yield potential, but also working with a wider range of our germplasm. So we'll be able to bring more product options to growers who need that rootworm protection as part of what they need on their farm. So Chrome has been introduced out in the western U.S. in a kind of a limited stewarded launch in 2017, so we're excited to see the results of those as we get to harvest out that way here shortly. And we're going to expand upon that program in 2018, but remain kind of stewarded out in the western Corn Belt. So if you're out that direction, you have the ability to feed on farm or feed locally to a feedlot, you know, ask your rep about Chrome. But we're excited in the future to bring that across wider range in the U.S. and Canada.
So this is really exciting. You've got new technology for farmers, but also this is supporting FFA organizations. So we had the auction at Farm Progress Show, or I should say you had the auction at Farm Progress Show. What were the results? And maybe tell us some of the details. Were there a lot of bidders, and how did things go?
Yeah, sure. We had a really nice kind of program set up working with the Ritchie Brothers auctioneers. They were awesome to help put on the event at our booth, our big tent there at Farm Progress Show. We had over 600 bidders registered online. We had some warm-up items, Pioneer soybean package, a trip to Commodity Classic, VIP, and some nice Timpty items to trick out your trailer if you already have one. And the showcase piece was obviously the trailer, so a lot of action, a lot of excitement. We had hundreds of people there at the booth watching, and altogether we raised $44,000 in the auction with our items. So really nice response and people reaching out into their checkbooks to support a great organization.
Well, that is an outstanding number. I think a lot of farmers are going to be really happy to hear that you're supporting youth and agriculture, and I'm sure many of your coworkers, and maybe even you, Ryan, were probably involved with FFA or 4-H in your home communities.
Yeah, you know, hundreds of employees certainly at our organization came up through FFA and that next rung of ag leadership as we kind of turn over and bring in all the fresh, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed youth into the industry. We're going to need that leadership. We're going to need that next set of young folks to come in. So that's where FFA really teaches that youth on how to lead, how to bring those skill sets so that they can come in ready to run and provide productivity, leadership for America's farmers. So we're excited to partner and work with FFA. We've been a long-time partner, and we continue to do that into the future. But this was a nice showcase event to really bring light to that partnership and what FFA does for America's youth.
And once again, that was Ryan French, the Corn Marketing Manager for DuPont Pioneer. Well, families affected by Hurricane Harvey will soon be able to receive food packages containing nutritious, high-quality foods 100% grown and produced on farms in the U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said the food boxes families will receive are a short-term measure designed to address an immediate need for food until a longer-term solution is ready to be put in place. The Disaster Household Distribution Program is approved to start today. The Texas Department of Agriculture will work directly with its partners, the Feeding Texas and local food banks, to issue food boxes to participants located in disaster-declared areas. Each of the packages will contain 25 to 30 pounds of USDA foods and will be based on existing shelf-stable items in identified food banks. The food packages are the latest in an ongoing series of USDA actions taken to help Texans cope with the storm and its aftermath that also include a waiver to allow all disaster-affected schools to provide meals to all students at no charge and be reimbursed at the free reimbursement rate through September 30th. And if you'd like more information about that program, you can visit squaremeals.org. Well, another hurricane is threatening our friends in the South. Hurricane Irma is threatening havoc in Florida farmlands. Bloomberg says the hurricane is threatening a negative impact on $1.2 billion worth of production in America's number one grower of tomatoes, oranges, green beans, cucumbers, squash, and sugar cane. Florida has a huge influence on the American food supply as the number two producer grower, second only to California. Almost 10% of America's farmland that's dedicated to fruit and vegetable production is found in Florida. The storm threat is pushing orange juice futures and domestic sugar prices higher. Reggie Brown is executive vice president of the Florida Tomato Exchange and also a grower. He says there's never a good time for a hurricane, but now is better than late October or early November. Dean Mixon, president of Mixon Fruit Farms in Bradentown, says oranges may be able to better withstand the high winds than later in the season because they aren't full size. Still, there will be damage and it will take time to recover. Mixon says his operation took 2 years to fully recover from Hurricane Donna in 1960. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.